Well, if the fresh air bothers you, why don't you put a handkerchief over your nose and breathe through your mouth? Okay, I'll try it. If I'd known I was coming to a place that had nothing but fresh air, I would have bought a surgical mask. We drove in silence. About 15 minutes later, he asked, "How do you feel now?" "Okay, I guess, but I sure miss sneezing." "We don't sneeze too much here," the man admitted. "Do they sneeze a lot where you come from?" "All the time. There are some days when that's all you do." "Do you enjoy it?" "Not necessarily, but if you don't sneeze, you'll die." "Let me ask you something. How come there's no air pollution around here?" "Flagstaff can't seem to attract industry. I guess we're really behind the times. The only smoke we get is when the Indians start signaling each other. But the wind seems to blow it away." The fresh air was making me feel dizzy. "Isn't there a diesel bus around here that I could breathe into for a couple of hours?" "Not at this time of day. I might be able to find a truck for you."
We found a truck driver and slipped him a $5 bill, and he let me put my head near his exhaust pipe for a half hour. I was immediately revived and able to give my speech.
Nobody was as happy to leave Flagstaff as I was. My next stop was Los Angeles, and when I got off the plane, I took one big, deep breath of the smog-filled air, my eyes started to water, I began to sneeze, and I felt like a new man again.